Well, welcome. Welcome to church this morning on this Easter Sunday. Just a little housekeeping before we start. If you've not taken yet one of these communion cups with wafers in them, someone, I'm sure Tony may well do that for you now, or I might get Jeff. Jeff, if you could go up the back, and if you could just like one to haven't got one, just put up your hand, and of course we'll be doing the Lord's Supper through the service. But I gather most of us may have already picked one up. Has anyone not got one of these just yet? All right. We're right, Jeff. We're fine. Well, welcome to church on this Easter Sunday morning. Especially if you are visiting today or just listening into us or listening into us on our website. Helping me today in our service are Sam on the keyboard and Rosemary and Younglan and David and a little later, Naomi and Charlie will be playing with us as well. Kay is going to read to us the Bible very shortly, and Tina will lead us in a time of prayer. During the service, we'll celebrate the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion. We'll do that together. We'll remember God's great love for us in Christ Jesus and of the love we ought to have for one another. We'll do this as we partake of the wafer and of the juice together as we feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. So we begin by listening into the word of God. We pick up from where we left Luke's gospel last Friday. Christ has died and Christ has been buried. He's been placed in a tomb late in the day of Friday. It's early on the Sunday morning and the Sabbath obedience has been observed, and the women who had seen where Jesus' body had been laid are now at liberty to return to the tomb and continue the preparation of his body in burial. We can only imagine what his disciples are thinking at this time. The women, as they walked to the tomb, and the men he called to follow him. Hopes dashed, joys crushed, friendships lost, grief, anger, confusion, despair, downcast, lost. Death does that. Prolonged suffering, trusting in God to keep his promises, does that. We wonder if God will ever keep his promises. We even wonder if we can be certain of the things that we've been taught. I invite Kay now to read to us from the Bible as we pick it up from Luke's Gospel. Thanks, Kay.
Good morning. The reading is Luke 24, 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The Lord be Hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Would you please stand and greet the people round about you, COVID safely, please. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let's sing our first hymn, Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. Our triumphant holy day. Who did once upon the cross suffer to redeem our loss? Standing and let us pray together this word. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment, and a second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Together, Lord, have mercy on us and write your commandments in our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He's not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day, be raised again. Then they remembered his words. Where did I put my Bible? There it is. I've lost my glasses so many times to remember these past 2 weeks. I've lost them 3 times this past week. I put them down. I'm confident I would remember where they are. Other things of more, what I perceive of more importance, preoccupy my mind, they distract me. And upon needing them, I try to look for my glasses and I can't find them. They're nowhere to be found. Am I the only one that does that? All right, put up your hand. All right, good, okay. But it's not only my glasses. My phone with cash and credit cards. Last year on holidays, after filling up a leaking tyre at the service station, I hopped back into the car, drove off to the beach. Rosemary slowed down to go around the corner, and my phone, with my credit cards and cash cards in them all, drops from the roof down the window screen in front of me, to my horror and overwhelming gratitude. Hands up if that's happened to you as well. That's right. It's usually the cup of coffee or the car. No, that's right. I put things down, confident I would remember, but other things of more importance, so I perceive, distract me. And upon needing them, they are either nowhere for them to be found, or I neglect their importance and I forget them. I even remind myself, saying words to myself, Trevor, remember now where you've put your glasses. Trevor, remember now where you've put your phone so you know where they are. Now, you may remember the reason for Luke, from which our Bible reading this morning came from. You may remember the reason for why Luke wrote his gospel. The words he wrote for what we are to read and remember. That his readers may be certain of the things that they had been taught regarding Jesus, who he is, why he was amongst us, what he has done. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The lost to God, all people, you and me, Jew and non-Jew alike, that we may be found by God, brought back to God, that we may know we can and have been made right with God, at peace with him. And this, as we know, by Jesus dying for us on a cross and rising from the dead, taking upon himself that which disqualifies us from being right with God, our sin, our selfish natures, he did at the cross. And that we may be certain of these things, that we have been taught by rising from the dead. His death and resurrection was not untold by Jesus to the women and to Peter and the other disciples. On his way to Jerusalem to fulfill these things, Jesus told them in Luke wrote it in chapter 18, verses 31 to 34, Jesus took the 12 aside and he told them, "We're going up to Jerusalem. And everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man," that's Jesus, God's person here on earth, God amongst us with all the authority of God, that's what Son of Man means, "by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." But the disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. Preoccupied with what they perceived may have been more important things for Jesus. So we can only imagine what his disciples were thinking that Sunday morning after Friday. Jesus is dead. The women, as they walked to the tomb, and the men he'd called to follow him, who deserted him, denied knowing him, huddled, hiding. Hopes dashed, joys crushed, friendship lost, grief, anger, confusion, despair, downcast, lost. Death does that. Prolonged suffering, trusting in God to keep his promises over many years does that. We wonder if God will ever keep his promises, if we can be certain of the things we have been taught. For the women and the men, their minds were on other things, other hopes for Jesus and for themselves. But his death had dashed those hopes. Why do you look for the living among the dead? The angel said. He's not here. He's risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day, raised again. Then they remembered his words. The men did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them, verse 11, like nonsense. Women, you know, that's so silly of us men, all right? Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. He bent over, he saw the strips, as it's written there by Luke, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. Our minds, your minds, my mind, may be on other things, other hopes we have. Why do you look for the living among the dead? The angel says to us. He's not here. He's not there. He has risen. Remember how he told you. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, on the third day be raised again. The resurrection of Jesus may seem to some, as it did first for Peter, nonsense. But with urgency, he took it upon himself to look into it, saw the evidence, and went away wondering to himself what had happened. Wonder what had happened. Later he wrote, believing, Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. They remembered his words. They wondered what had happened. I take it that the reason for why Luke wrote this account and the way he did here at the end of his gospel was not only to record the evidence of the things he had been taught of what had happened that Sunday morning when the women went to the tomb, but that his readers, like his first readers, like Theophilus, for whom he was writing to the church that would then read it, and we who would then follow read it, that we would remember what the women had been told, what Peter and the other disciples had been told, what we have been told, what you have been told, what I have been told, while Jesus was in Galilee, here amongst us, and what we read now here in Luke's Gospel. The Son of Man, Jesus, had to be delivered over to the hands of sinners. He had to be crucified, and on the third day, had to be raised again. For the Son of Man, Jesus, your King, my Saviour and Lord, he came to seek and to save we who were lost. Brothers and sisters, wanderers, remember his words. We can be certain of the things we have been taught. For this is the word of the Lord, and we say, thanks be to God. Would you say with me this sentence of Scripture? Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Please stand with me. And let's stay on this Easter Sunday, this Resurrection Sunday, what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed that Christians have said down through the centuries and will continue till Christ returns. Together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life for the world to come. Amen. Let's continue in song. I invite our musos up. You may like to just turn to the person next to you and say, isn't it wonderful that Christ is risen? Remember his words. Remember his words.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, fought through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My Comforter, my all in all, he
Seated. It's good that we can, when we meet together, to not only encourage one another as we wait for Christ's return, but to pray together. So I'm going to invite Tina up now to lead us in a time of prayer together. Thanks, Tina.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise him for his great mercy, for he has given new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Praise be because he's given an inheritance that can never spoil, never perish or fade. And praise be, it is kept in heaven for you. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God because of his grace given in Jesus Christ. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. For he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we give you praise for your wisdom, your mercy, your grace, and your compassion. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a day to celebrate. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to understand that our life doesn't end here, but we have a great hope with you and with Jesus, that Jesus is sitting down at the right hand of your grace. We praise and thank you for all the believers that you have under your care. But we especially think of Christians around the world on this particular time and perhaps on Easter Sunday, that for many, O God, it is so dangerous. How can they rejoice with such persecution? O Heavenly Father, we pray for them. We think of those in danger. We ask for protection for Christians everywhere as they celebrate Easter, whether they are able to gather in big churches or must meet online or in groups of two or three in places where Christianity is forbidden. May you be their strength and their shield. We pray for those who are grieving because of their losses and enduring persecution. We ask for comfort and peace for the grieving, especially for those who've been in previous attacks. We think of Sri Lanka, Egypt, and Pakistan. May the Holy Spirit bind up their broken hearts. May they know that others are standing with them and that others are praying for them. Let them not be discouraged, O God. We pray for the pastors of persecuted, that they would have wisdom and strength and would be able to encourage and inspire those they lead. May they be effective in building up the church, and may they also have people in whom they can turn to when they themselves need help. Comfort them, O God. Remind all of them of the hope that we have in you. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your victory. Help them not to forget. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that you have given us, and help us to stand firm, O God, in your church throughout Australia and the world. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to testify to the world that the empty tomb has given us the hope that one day we will see you face to face. And we pray all of this, O God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord God Almighty, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. As we look around the world, we are very aware of our helplessness. And so, O God, we come to you who are sovereign, our helper, our strength. God of mercy and compassion, we pray for nations caught up in conflict and war. So many still have unrest and violence inflicted upon them. We ask that you be with those who are distressed, fearful, the bereaved, injured, and the grieving. And we think of two countries this morning, O God, especially. We think of Myanmar, and we ask that the military be halted in their violence of every description, and you would soften the hearts of men who make war. Atrocities would cease, people be rescued from the violence. We also pray for the Ukraine, which has been on everybody's hearts and minds lately. We ask for justice, strength, and hope for the people. And may your spirit work in the heart of Putin to relent his decisions, his anger, his power. We ask that the spirit would help him to show mercy soften his hearts, that he would seek justice and not his own agenda. We ask that you would soften warring hearts of those other Russians involved. Please bring about peace for the Ukraine and bless this nation. We look to you and trust in you, O God. And we think of leaders throughout the world, O Lord, who are standing by, feeling helpless, not sure what to do, because they have their own political agendas. And we all fear, we're all in fear, O God, and they're probably in fear too. We ask the leaders of the world would seek justice, truth, mercy and freedom, and that all leaders would seek to cooperate with each other for the good of people, especially where violence, injustice and suffering are rampant. We trust in you, O God, and we lay these things before you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, O God, for Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Praise you, O God, for the way in which you work, which is so mysterious to us, O Lord. We thank you that we have your word. We thank you that your word draws us to you. Thank you that you are sovereign despite the chaos around us, and you care so much for people and desire for people to know you, and that your word still proclaims the hope of the gospel. The gospel and your word, your spirit, together bringing people to you and Jesus, our Saviour. And we thank you for people too, Lord, who take your word out into the world. And we especially think of Jessica and Shine in Chiang Mai. We thank you for their team and their faithfulness. And we pray that the new members of the team have settled in and feel welcomed and part of the group. And we ask that all those who share in that ministry there may be protected from COVID. And we also pray for the Thomases' home assignment as they prepare. May everything go into place and fall into place really well, so that everything will go smoothly and they can arrive with no stress. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Almighty and eternal God of our beautiful land, we ask that those in authority on our land would endeavour to bring justice, harmony. We ask that our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, his cabinet, the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, and all who serve in the cabinet would have the wisdom to govern with integrity for all people. We pray for Christian churches to grow in size, have spiritual maturity and effectiveness in discipling the believers. May Christians be prayerful for wisdom in their walk with you. And we thank you for those who seek to serve you amongst the defence forces. These chaplains, O God, who serve the armed forces, providing pastoral, spiritual, and emotional support. O grant them wisdom, listening hearts and ears, and opportunities to share the love of Christ. And we especially bring before you Trevor as he serves in this capacity. Give him the health and stamina he needs, as well as the words, to share God's love and care. Lord of grace and kindness, thank you for the blessings of living here in Canada Bay, the beauty that surrounds us in the creation. May we here at St Andrews reflect the joy of the gospel to others, all around us. We ask for healing and recovery for those who struggle, and especially those amongst our congregation, Lord. And we think of Lynn Clark, Jean Steele, the Swales family, Fiona, Kay, Max, Jennifer, and Brian. For you are our refuge and strength. Help us here at St. Andrew's to continue to be immersed in your word and prayer. Thank you that here your word is taught faithfully and for the privilege of the freedom we have to do this. May we be a light to those around us, ready to speak of your love, steady and firm in our trust of you, living in the Spirit, gathering in prayer, faith, and growing in your word day by day, so that we may grow in Christ and bring glory and honour to you. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Well, let's pray that we may know the risen Christ together. Together, God our Father, by raising Christ your Son, you conquered the power of death and opened for us the way to eternal life. In our celebration today, raise us up and renew our lives by the Spirit that is within us. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. If you or others in your family joining us today would like prayer later in the service, please come to the front and there are a couple that will be able to pray with you later in the service. But now we come to that time we remember God's great love for us in a meal together. One day we'll all be gathered around the heavenly throne celebrating and praising God together. So if you love the Lord Jesus, please come to the table by taking of the cup and the wafer very shortly in the meal that we have together in remembrance, in fellowship, and take this holy sacrament to comfort and strengthen you. There are individual cups which will be available for you if you've not picked up one already. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, we who come now to receive the Holy Communion of the body and blood of our Saviour Christ can come only because of his great love for us. For although we are completely undeserving of his love, yet in order to raise us from the darkness of death to everlasting life as God's sons and daughters, our Saviour Christ humbled himself to share our life and to die for us on the cross. In remembrance of his death and as a pledge of his love, Jesus instituted this holy sacrament, which we are now to share. But those who would eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord, we must examine ourselves and amend our lives. We must come with a repentant heart and a steadfast faith. Above all, we must give thanks to God for his love towards us in Christ Jesus. So then, you then who truly repent of your sins and are reconciled with others, intending to lead a new life of joyful obedience to God, join near with faith and let us take this holy sacrament to strengthen and sustain us. But first, let us make a humble confession of our sins to Almighty God, that we might know his forgiveness. Together, Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you made all things and you call everyone to account. With shame we confess the sins we have committed against you, in thought, word and deed. We rightly deserve your condemnation. We turn from our sins and are truly sorry for them. They are a burden we cannot bear. Have mercy on us, most merciful Father. For the sake of your Son, who our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all that is past. Enable us to serve and please you in newness of life, to your honour and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who has promised the forgiveness to all who turn to him with repentance and faith, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Strengthen you to do his will and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hear the words of assurance for those who truly turn to Christ. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The Apostle Paul said, Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And the Apostle John said, if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. Always and everywhere, it's right for us to praise you, Lord, Holy Father, mighty Creator, and eternal God. Therefore, with all those gathered around your throne in heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name in words of never-ending praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory to you, Lord Most High. Together, we do not presume to come to your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your mercy and many great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. We thank you, our Father, that in your love and mercy you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our salvation. By this offering of himself once and for all time, Jesus made a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, and commanded us to continue a remembrance of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, merciful Father, and grant that we who receive these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine, according to our Saviour's command, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may be partakers of his body and blood. For on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Then he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the meal, Jesus took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Come, let us eat and drink in remembrance that Christ died for us and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Amen. Let us pray. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we're confident to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord and Heavenly Father, in your loving kindness, accept our sacrifice today of praise and thanksgiving. Grant that by the merits and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and your whole church may receive forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his suffering. With gratitude for all your mercies, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice through Jesus Christ our Lord. So send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Well, it's good that we've been able to come together today to remember Christ, his death and his resurrection. If you are visiting us today, a very special welcome to you. And if you're listening online to this Easter service, a welcome to you as well. We meet here of a Sunday, 9:30 in the morning. We are ordinary people who love the Lord Jesus and who choose to follow his way of living according to God's word, the Bible. You are welcome to come and join us. We try our best to live life God's way and we help each other to do so. We fail and sometimes we succeed. But we love each other and we care for one another and we want to be more and more like Jesus. So we invite you to come and join with us as well. We have a small children's program that's with us here and we seek to disciple the children and in the life of the church. And we invite them along to come and join with us too. For they remind us of the simple faith, the proper faith we ought to have towards God, of simply trusting him at his word and remembering what he says. Well, thank you for giving towards ministry in this place. If you choose to wish to do so today, if you're visiting, wonderful, thank you. There's an offertory box at the back. And thank you for those who regularly give online. After church, I said, if you wish to have prayer for yourself or someone in your family, please come to the front and there'll be someone here who'll pray with you and support you at that time. After church, you're welcome to stay for some morning tea and enjoy the fellowship together and to chat. Please do so COVID safely. So when you get your cup and biscuit, move straight out to the playground at the back there. I'm going to invite you to stand now before we sing our final song together. And we have a few more things to say to each other before we leave. We're going to sing first. And then we'll say more things to each other.
See him in time.
together. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen. Amen. Thanks, Jesus.